At 8:06, we have sunshine, 28 degrees now in Tulsa, looking for a high today of 54. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. It appears the all-clear has been given for residents to return to their homes following a natural gas line leak at daybreak this morning in South Tulsa. On the scene is our Marshall Stewart. Marshall, what's the latest?
A rude awakening for people near 91st Memorial this morning. A gas relief valve popped, spewing natural gas into the air and causing fears of an explosion. Now, about 100 people, John, were evacuated here near Memorial Drive. It was shut down from about 85th to 91st Street for a couple of hours. Crews were able to get that gas shut down, and people around here were given the okay to return home again a couple of hours later. For a time, it sounded like a jet plane. The noise was so loud, but then as soon as they shut it off, why, all was quiet. No injuries have been reported in this incident, and that is the good news. Near 87th and Memorial, Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
And Marshall, all of the roadways around the area have now been opened, is that correct?
Have, John. South Memorial was closed for a time between 85th and 91st, and also 91st Street was shut down. All those roadways have now been reopened.
All right, Marshall Stewart on the scene of the natural gas leak near 87th and South Memorial this morning. Now, the people that were evacuated were sent to the Darnaby Elementary School to get out of the bitterly cold temperatures we have this morning. They have now been allowed to return home, and we have heard from the Union School District that classes will be held as scheduled today at Darnaby. Well, if Congress and the President fail to come to terms on spending restraints and revenue enhancements, Oklahoma will feel the impact. State Representative Joe Dorman says state programs with matching federal funds will be devastated.
It was pretty scary, some of the things that we heard, just because so many programs would take devastating cuts if sequestration follows.
Education, public safety, and DHS-type programs would bear the local brunt. Looming decisions for Republican Governor Mary Fallon on how Oklahoma will respond to the federal health care law are prompting an energetic, behind-the-scenes lobbying effort by hospitals, insurance companies, and other stakeholders. The governor is expected to announce within the next week her position on whether the state will move ahead with setting up a state-based online health insurance marketplace or let the federal government handle it. The swearing-in of Oklahoma's new lawmakers has been scheduled. State officials say the ceremony will be this Wednesday at noon at the State Senate chamber for all newly elected and re-elected members. The swearing-in ceremony comes as Republicans celebrate huge wins that include an increase of GOP majorities in both the State House and the State Senate, now at historic levels. The city of Tulsa has a new program called Adopt a Spot. Rather than being responsible for a mile stretch, City Councilor Karen Gilbert says this will allow volunteers to beautify just one spot. And she says at least one group has already signed up.
Asbury Methodist Church has a large group of volunteers have signed up to adopt an area and are going to go to work.
The program was announced in a news conference over the weekend. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says a Manford man and two Texans were killed in a head-on collision involving a pickup truck and a car just west of Sepulpa. Troopers say 36-year-old Carmen Spicer of Manford and 54-year-old Donald Clift of Amarillo, Texas, and his 52-year-old wife, Jana, died in that crash around 12:15 yesterday. Our weather forecast, sunny but very cool, a high today of 54, clear, another freeze tonight, 27 for a low, right now sunny and 28. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.